Ernie Gaffney. He's on the other end of our line. Ernie, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Last name is Gaffner.
We appreciate you being with us, Ernie. Now, according to a story I saw by written by Scott Davis at LSJ.com, the U.S. Department of Justice filed a lawsuit yesterday against Michigan over the failure of 70 communities, including two in Ingham County, which includes yours, Williamstown Township, to meet a June 23rd deadline for mailing absentee ballots to military personnel or overseas voters. You had a challenge with that. Tell us about it.
We received our ballots, I believe it was the 21st of June. And when we received the ballots, they had been printed incorrectly. The section regarding the number of trustees to be selected for both the Republican and Democratic Party were marked as choose no more than two, and the number should have been four. And so the ballots were incorrect. We couldn't use those, and then because the tabulators would be set up for the incorrect number. So we had to reorder ballots, and those didn't come in until sometime after the 1st of July. And we had one military voter in another state, not overseas, requesting an absentee ballot. And we sent that out as soon as we could do that then. So we get a proof of what the ballot is to look like, and we go over that, and we had noticed the incorrect listing on the proof. Had that corrected with the county clerk's office, they had noted the change, and apparently the printer didn't get it right, because if you went online and looked at the state's ballot, their copy online, that was correct and did show that it was to choose no more than four. So there was a glitch in actually getting the ballot on time in order to mail it on time.
All right. The lawsuit asks a U.S. District Court judge to order the communities, including yours, to count the ballots even if they are returned late. What do you think about that?
Well, I can certainly understand that, and I don't know how you, you know, work around that. I'm sure somebody will come up with a plan. We're just hoping that in this case, the one ballot that was sent out will be received and can be counted in a timely fashion.
You mentioned that the proof, if you will, got to the printer late. Whose fault is that? Is that the state? Should they?
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Repeat what you said then.
I said that the proof came in, we made the correction, sent it to the county clerk's office.
Okay.
And they made the change. But when the ballot came to us, it was incorrect.
Okay.
The printer had not made the change that was noted them by the county clerk's office. The state had the same change that was given to the printer, and they had it correct. But the printer didn't make the change before they printed the ballot.
So this is just a pain in your backside then, huh?
Yeah, things just didn't go the way that we had planned.
All right. Is there anything you think that can be done so this doesn't happen again?
Well, it's a human error, and so you try to avoid those as much as possible. And so next time we just hope that there's no human error in this situation. Somebody just didn't make the correction at the printer's office. It's one minor correction that was needed, but it's nevertheless delayed the process.
All right. Ernie Gaffner is the Williamstown Township Clerk. Ernie, we appreciate your candor and your time. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.